A mobile phone is one of the most widely owned devices in the world. Some people have more than one phone, and that is indicative of just how big the market for mobile phones really is. In October 1998, Nokia became the best-selling mobile phone brand in the world. However, slowly but surely, sales plummeted, and by 2011, Nokia's decline had accelerated to the extent that in 2013 it was acquired by Microsoft. What led to this downfall? From being the market leader in the mobile phone market to a company that was acquired by another company because it was doing so badly. Again, it all boils down to short-sightedness, marketing myopia, a concept propounded by Theodore Levitt, which we spoke of in the last episode. Hi everyone, welcome to another episode on Behind the Brands, the marketing podcast. I invite you to join me, Maryam Narona, as I take a look at brands that diminished or disappeared due to their short-sighted approach. And yes, this time we are trying to learn from the mistakes Nokia made. So let's start by understanding exactly how well Nokia was doing to begin with. In 1995, Nokia's operating profit was $1 billion and it had quadrupled by 1999. Nokia 1100, which is regarded as an all-time bestseller in mobile phones, was launched in the year 2003. In 2007, Apple introduced the iPhone, and that is where smartphones started becoming the most coveted device. In the same year, half of all smartphones sold in the world were Nokias. And Apple's iPhone had a mere 5% of the global market. In 2010, the Nokia N97 was launched. It was pipped to be the iPhone killer, but proved to be a failure because it just did not match up. The steady decline continued to the extent that the company's market value declined by 90%, and in 2013, Nokia was acquired by Microsoft. So, what led to Nokia's downfall from the pinnacle of the mobile phone market? The number one reason I would say was the inability of the company to keep up with the competition. At the upper and lower ends of the price bracket in the mobile phone market, the iPhone was a game changer in the mobile phone market, and as a product, it was many years ahead of its counterparts as far as innovation and its understanding of customer needs, as well as its ability to foresee technological trends went. On the other hand, the lower end of the market was the rise of the Chinese smartphone brands like Motorola, Xiaomi, HTC, Huawei, which offered customers great value for money. So Nokia was sandwiched between two ends of the market and it failed to innovate at the required pace. If you want to compete, particularly in the technological field, you have to be agile. Nokia adopted Android, but it was a late adopter. And all because, like we saw in the case of Kodak, Nokia too directed all its efforts towards maintaining a status quo. And this complacency and aversion to risk led them down a rapid downward spiral. The second most important point which led to Nokia's downfall was its complete lack of focus on the right things. The focus for Nokia should have been developing the right operating system. The company failed to acknowledge the inferiority of Symbian, its operating system. They also knew that it would take several years for them to develop a better operating system that could compete with Apple's iOS. And the management was afraid of losing out on investors, suppliers and customers if at all they came forward and acknowledged the fact that they were technologically inferior to Apple. So instead of focusing on long-term goals and mainly developing a good, strong operating system, Nokia decided to develop new phone devices and for short-term market demands. Though they did come around to associating with Android, they were very late in forging this association. So to sum up, the biggest lesson from this debacle was Nokia's strategic failure. The company's sheer inability to devise a strategy that would help it to move ahead with speed and efficiency and retain the numero uno position it had enjoyed. Instead of focusing on creating futuristic products that generated value for customers, they trained their sights on making products which would help them tide over just the next few months. And while they did this, they remained oblivious to the real needs of customers. And basically, clever marketing is preempting customer needs and using advanced technology to create futuristic products. And it was Thomas Edison who said that opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work. I would say opportunity is missed by companies who refuse to do the work necessary to take advantage of the opportunities that come along. And Nokia and BlackBerry are erstwhile market leaders in the mobile phone market who, instead of doing the work required of them to progress, they clung to status quo. I hope you enjoyed this episode on lessons from failure as much as I enjoyed putting this episode together for you. Do subscribe, rate and review this podcast on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts or wherever you find your podcast. Thank you for listening.